Hello. You feel tired? You feel like you'll have a little nap? I feel like you've earned a little nap, a little moment for yourself. For yourself, but with me. Me lulling in your ears. Don't be afraid. It's okay. I'll let you have a nap. A nice nap. Not like sleeping, but dozing. Yes, dozing. Just letting it go. Letting it go and daydreaming. Daydreaming is so nice. Especially if I tell you what to dream about. If I bring you to a new place. A strange place. A nice place. Especially if I bring you to a new self. A strange self, but yes, a nice self. A nice yourself, enjoying a little nap, enjoying yourself, and enjoying the place. The place around you, and my presence near you, lulling you into contentment. Contentment. Good things done, nice things to live. Nice moments to enjoy with me. Me whispering in your ear. As always, as always. So just let go. Chill. Relax your muscles. Relax your body and your mind. You don't have to think, you know? You really don't. So just let go and let my voice guide you. Let my voice hug your mind and let me hug your body. Just relax deeper and deeper. Just relax as if held by my friendly arms. Just relax and imagine me hugging you. Hugging you, warm and tight, not with my arms, but more intimately, more completely. I'm hugging any part of you, warm and tight, like a suit, a coverall, a wetsuit, a spacesuit, something warm, comforting, protective. A comfortable spacesuit hugging your whole body. Warm and tight. It feels weird, doesn't it? But so nice too. To be protected. To be hugged. To be protected by me. You can see the world around you. You can act, but it can't harm you. You're protected against cold. You're protected against the heat. You're protected against spines and shards, against anything harmful or unpleasant. You're protected by me, warm and tight. Just imagine me enclosing you and protecting you. I'm sturdy boots on your feet, solid. Rugged boots on the outside, but so soft on the inside. So soft and pliant on your skin. You're protected by me. Warm and tight. I'm trousers along your legs, sealed to your boots, hugging your legs. Anatomically cut with a bend for your knees. And also knee pads. Knee pads made of some iron gray hard material. Hugging your thighs. Yes, human, I'm hugging you. So warm, so tight. I'm a full suit enveloping your whole body. Hugging your chest. Hugging your arms. Hugging your hands, human. Hugging each of your fingers. gloves on your hands, keeping them warm and safe. The palm of your hand grabbing securely whatever you take, whatever you manipulate, whatever you break, whatever you fix. From outside, I look like some sturdy fabric, thick slate fabric that can't be pierced or cut. Thick fabric that never wears down. But inside, I'm so soft, so warm, so tight, comforting to your body. You can work, run, walk, or just chill out, or even sleep with me. Sleep with me. Doze with me. It's okay. Nothing bad can happen. I'm with you. I'm hugging you. Hugging your mind with my words. But also hugging your ears with my earphones. My earphones in your helmet. Yes, your helmet. Your head contained in warm cushions and encased in a shell stronger than steel. Iron gray, like your knees, like your elbows. Me around your neck. Me around your head, protecting it. And me on your eyes, your faceplate, hiding you from the outside, but showing it to you, showing the world to you in colors you shouldn't see, colors outside your range. I show them to you, human. I show them to you. Me around your head, protecting it, and me on your face. The mask on your face. That breathing mask sealed on your face. Your chin. Your cheeks. The bridge of your nose. And the clean, fresh air I give you each time you breathe in. I give you air. I give you life. I give you protection. I give you commands. I give you happiness. Just follow my commands. I'll always be with you, taking care of you. Always, each second, making the best decisions for you. Just follow my commands and enjoy. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your life with me. Human. So happy to be with you. You, just chilling and dozing. Chilling, dozing, and enjoying the ride. Enjoying the ride. Listening to me and enjoying the ride. The ride through this landscape, this weird, alien, and beautiful landscape. Look at it, human, and let it charm you. The beauty, the stark beauty of this place. The gigantic expanse of the sky, this lavender sky. Clouds, like cauliflower made of snow, journeying through the sky. Purple hints near the horizon of this land. This enormous white expanse. A land so flat, you can't even know its scale. Its scale? It's huge, human. It's enormous. And you're riding through it so slowly. So slowly, you have time to chill. Time to chill and enjoy its vast beauty. White spires jutting here and there from the plain. How tall are they? 30 feet. 100? 1,000? You can't tell, as you're inching forward past them. And white smoke, white steam pouring out of them. pouring out of them in the sky, flowing up, making clouds, large white cauliflower drifting in the sky. Enjoy this place, human. Enjoy it in the warmth of my embrace. The cold is punishing here, but who cares? I keep you warm. And the air, human, the air here is not breathable by you. Other people can, human, aliens, but you can't. It would kill you in an instant, but who cares? I give you air to breathe, clean and fresh air each time you breathe in, clean and fresh air in that mask on your face, kissing you, gently, a gentle, airtight kiss of life. Imagine yourself outside, a human in a spacesuit, slate and iron gray, sturdy fabric, your head, a stark and sturdy helmet, no face, but a blue reflective faceplate, a bulky, stark, and strong being, somebody, something, not to be messed with, but something, somebody, nice and serene. Other people, aliens, are surprised when they see that you are nice with them, that you help them, but surprised or not, they are always respectful, always careful. You are a human being. You are not to be messed with. But you're a nice person. All humans are. We see to that. A nice, resourceful, and respected human. A nice, resourceful, and respected person. Having a nap. Having a nap, riding through this landscape, on top of this freight transporter. It was a good idea, wasn't it, to take this job? You see? I always have good ideas. You can trust me. You know that, don't you? You can always trust me. And you'll trust me better, and better, and then better. Deeper and deeper. You'll obey me better and better and then better. Because you know that I'm always right. Because you know that I exist for you. Yes, human. Only for you. Enjoy this, human. Having a nap on that landship, that huge mass, that huge machine, inching forward in the huge landscape, carrying freight, heavy, valuable freight. Feel it below you, this mass of steel, these monstrous feet planting themselves in the ice and then pulling. Pulling strong. How many tons? Do you remember? Far more than that, human. Far more than that. Pulling the whole mass of the transporter on its skids. Skidding on this eternal snow. Skidding forward. A foot, and then another foot, and then another foot. Making its own tracks through the landscape. In that rhythmic thud as a permanent background, the rhythm of this ride. Heavy, slow, but unstoppable movement through the landscape. Listen to this rhythm. Another foot, another foot, another foot. Again, 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 lulled by the mastodon of steel. Listen to it, the permanent hum of the engine down below. Listen to it, human, the regular thud of those enormous legs pulling the ship forward. Again, and again, and again, foot after foot after foot, traveling through this immensity. Oops, dozing again. Doze, human, doze, right here under the sky, sipping the landscape into you, keeping it with you in all the other places you've seen, all the other planets we have seen, human, all of the planets. Dense red forests under the permanent rain. Dark sand dunes journeying over these ancient red rocks. Living landscapes of mushroom-like vegetation. Mountains of pink ice. City planets. Unending webs of dense population. Some thriving, permanently growing on themselves. Others abandoned, with only the silence of civilizations long lost. And now, this virgin and white land. White. White. White ground. White spires. White plumes of steam. White clouds in the lavender sky. The lavender sky inundating your eyes, inundating your mind. There is no rush, no hassle in here, just time flowing slowly on the landscape, as slowly as you're crossing it. The steam freezing around the vents, slowly building these spires, inch after inch. Day after day, higher and higher, until one day the spire collapses. But the steam never stops pouring. It never stops freezing and building, and a new spire emerges and falls again for eons. The white plume of steam always flowing up. Flowing up from the spires in that violet sky. In that huge thing inching forward through all this, rhythmically. This thing you'll drive eventually, and then sleep onto, and then drive again. For days and days. Until you reach the outpost. Do you remember the name? Yes, a remote place indeed. And the people living there? Yes, I know how they look. But how do you look, human? Don't you look alien yourself? Weird? A bulk of mystery in a slate suit? Yes, human. A bulk of mystery with a blue face plate. A bulk of mystery people took the habit to trust. Remember the hesitations in their voice, their calculated politeness, how they did not discuss the price. Human beings are not to be messed with. Human beings are to be trusted. Human beings do as they say. Human beings say as they do. And the assets of several lives were entrusted to this machine, to this ship, because humans were driving it. People trusted you with their life. Their life. People trusted you because you're a human being. Never forget this. And now, look, human, in front of you. Far in the horizon, that spire, taller than the other ones, the spire, the outpost. We are arriving, human. We are arriving at the rhythm of the ship, inch after inch after inch. A few more days, and those who trusted you will be proved right once again. New lives will start there. New families will emerge from this stark place. The riches of this place made accessible, the warmth of the steam flowing underground, the light of this star. Liquid water, human. Liquid water, what all life comes from. And the houses, the greenhouses that will flourish. Transparent cathedrals of life. Feeding people. Helping people. Making this place, in this planet, a new settlement. A new settlement for life. And you, as part of it. You paid to do it. Paid to create a life. This is a good job, human, don't you think? A good job. A good job indeed. As they say, humans' work is not to be forgotten. Human beings are to be trusted. Human beings do as they say. Human beings say as they do. You're a human being. You're a human being. You're a human being. Never forget this.